Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows and every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. And amidst all that takes place right now around the world, we continue to trust, to follow, to give everything over to Him. Because we know that He that began a good work in us is going to carry it on to completion. And completion is certainly part of what's going to be coming up. God is going to do what He does. And, you know, part of our challenge is being in and being surrounded by all of this craziness, all of this insanity. You know, as God is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh, not just, you know, for some reason, with that scripture, when, I don't know why, but when I was probably in the church days, I kept, whenever I'd hear that scripture, I'd think about Him pouring out His Spirit upon the church, upon the people of God. But in actuality, what's happening is He's pouring out His Spirit upon everything, upon everyone. And for those that are properly aligned with Him, it's a blessing. It's an incredible thing. And it's an empowering experience. It's all of this amazingness. But for those that are not, it's driving them insane. And they're cracking up left, right, and center. And they're doing everything they can to try to put things back underneath the lie, under the illusion, under the bondage. But they can't, because each time that they try to cover up one thing, something else pops up in another spot. And they don't know how to put things back inside the bottle. They don't know. So they're going for their top-down Luciferic control. Now, I've got to refer back to that Bishop Conco interview a little bit. It's still up there on Faith Mix. You guys can still catch it. Faithmix.com, got to always tell you guys where the main property is, because that, as we get censored on third-party sites all over the place, as the algorithms continue to lock down on truth, this is why you need to have your own site. This is why you need to publish on your own domain. I don't care if it's 50charactersLong.com. Just have your own property and work from that, and then publish to third-party sites. But don't let a third-party site be your primary, because they will get you in and then they will crush you. And this is happening over and over and over and over and over again. Refer people and refer others to your own property, because you're going to have other issues with that. You're going to have bot attacks and all kinds of things. But it's better to have to deal with those than to be in their digital ghetto. So, on faithmix.com, inside the spiritual warfare section, you will find those interviews from Bishop Conco and Zeph a long time back. Important listening. And here's some of the reasons why. If you understand the fact that the enemy is seeking to bring, you can hear the rains while I'm driving, seeking to bring His kingdom upon the earth, just even as the Father is bringing, is His kingdom come, His will be done, as God is doing that, the enemy is trying to bring His kingdom onto the earth. And so what you see happening in a lot of different spaces, technology space in particular, is you see the enemy setting up things that... Now, Conko talked about this stuff in the 80s. That was when he was having his experiences with that. And he talked about this stuff going forward with stuff that we've rebroadcast over a decade ago. Now, you see it coming in. You see it coming forward. Listen, for this... The world always wants to know what the truth is, because even too, now they don't want to know what the truth is so that they can live by it, but they want to know what it is so that they can try to use it, leverage it, profit by it. If you knew what Bishop Conko was saying 10 years ago, and if you were a worlder, you could have made some very good investments, because all you would have known where the world is going to go and what kind of things are going to become valuable stocks, valuable places to engage, because it's all gone that way, because everything in the second heavens pushes and motivates their actors, their human agents on the earth to do their role to continue to further the satanic Luciferian agenda, which is to control and to capture and to work to get every soul on the earth, period. So all the things that are happening and taking place are just a piece of that, but from the world standpoint. Now, Conko talked about how you've got the psychic computers and anything that you want in that other dimension. You can have it instantly. Just think it. Well, okay. Neural networks. 1 hour delivery. I mean, come on. Where are we going here? So, ultimately, the goal is to get the tech not just on your body, but in your body. To get the tech that you carry around with you. Statistically, people won't have their cell phone more than 3 feet away from them at any given time. I mean, they've got it to the point where the addiction is so strong that people can't be without their phones. They have to have them on their person or within such a short distance of them all the time. On their body. But next they want to get in the body. So they're building up for this. It's not a lot of time that it's going to take to start pushing these things. They're softening people up right now to the idea of it. And it'll always be to benefit people in a way that they're willing to bypass their concerns. You know, if you told people we want to alter your DNA in order to turn you into something that's not human and to be able to track you, monitor you, and market to you every moment of your life for the rest of your existence, who would stand in line to get that? No. But what they'll tell you is, we want to enhance your human experience and make you 200% smarter than you already are, give you instant access to all the information in the world at your fingertips for you to be able to use for whatever you need at any given moment, and keep you and make you healthy and wealthy. Don't you want it? Aren't you interested? Right? Oh, who's not going to sign up for that? So you'll be able to see full-fledged marketing and public relations at work in time to come to brand and to be able to get everybody engaged in this this next push. Already people are addicted to tech. Boy, I tell you, if you put somebody in a place and they don't have Wi-Fi, oh my gosh. Watch what happens to people if you just cut them off from their cell phones, their wireless connection, their mobile data connection, just for a day, a week. You know, most people go into withdrawal. So there's already cultivated a certain level of addiction and a certain level of indoctrination already. But it'll go further. So, you know, how now do we live? Well, you've got to be aware. So if you're publishing, if you're putting information out there, it's a good time to develop out your own properties. Look, we got to learn some of these things. And this is not saying that you'll be able to be out there and publish indefinitely. You just might buy yourself a bit of time. Because there's only so long that we can do certain things before the lock will make it very difficult. And then at that point, okay, we've done what we can. So, you know, as we continue to move forward, we're constantly praying, we're constantly asking for God's intervention, for God's guidance, for God's deliverance. But He also has an agenda. And, you know, very often we pray like a man. You remember when Jesus said He's going to go to Jerusalem, then He's going to be crucified, and Peter stands in front of Him? You know, this is the same Peter that, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Same Peter stands in front of Him and says, "Lord," you know, tries to rebuke Him and says, "Say this will never be." And Jesus had to come down hard on Him. "Get behind me, Satan. You have in mind the things of man and not the things of God." You know, how else will the scriptures be fulfilled? There was something that needed to be done. And it was not about Jesus' comfort. It was not about Jesus' career, about His material resources in this life, about getting married, about having kids, about, you know, whatever it is that the world has got people convinced is important. He came here to do a work, and He did that work. Now, we've been given work. You want to do the work the Father has for you to do. Not the work the world would try to get you to be roped in to do. Two different things. Occasionally, God will put you into some situations that might not make sense. It's okay. That's Him putting you into certain situations for His purposes, which you may or may not understand at the time. But you got to trust Him in that. You may not understand the dungeon like Joseph had, taken into captivity like Daniel. You may not understand some of that stuff. But you need to persist and trust. God is going to work it out. And whenever we don't know, okay, "Lord, all things work together for the good of the called according to Your purpose." That's what Your word says. So that's what I'm trusting. I'm trusting You, Lord, in that. And listen, you guys, it's hard. It's hard because so often the situations we go into, some of them are awful. Just awful. And you and I, we mean no harm. We're trying to bless. We're trying to help. Why do they hate you? Why do they hurt you? Why do they come after you? Well, because of who it is that's inside of you. Because the Holy Spirit of the living God that lives and dwells and is within you. That's it. And you've got to deal with that. You and I have to deal with that. God will quicken you, God will show you, but we still have to go through it. Anyways, it's frustrating, it's tiring, it's exhausting, it's annoying, it's all of those things. But if we can have a little bit of a mindset change, that helps too. Consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance builds character. Character builds hope, and that hope does not disappoint. So as we go through some stuff, yeah, you know, we need to have a different mindset in it as well. Okay, so practically speaking, quick thing. Censorship is now going full blown, and it's being written into code. It's been a while that it's been getting written into code, but you know, expect machine learning and algorithms to be turned on and turned against the people of God in the future. Meaning, let me give you an understanding of how some of this stuff works. So, for example, if you do a Skype call, you know, or say somebody puts something up on YouTube, so now whatever you say, there are programs now that make a transcript of everything that you say. So it's typing it out. You can turn this function on Skype if you want. When you're doing a phone call, you can actually see a transcript of your call. Subtitles. Just go look for subtitles in Skype. YouTube, so like that. So first, they will bring up, they will transcribe your entire thing. Then, there'll be keyword searches. So if you say certain words, words are now flagged. And then the subject, or the if you're in third-party sites, your material is now automatically tuned back because of a word that you said, or words that you spoke, or keywords that now they've deemed something that cannot be discussed. So this is where we need to start having some, we need to start having a little bit more strategy in how we approach things, in how we communicate. Because, and the channels that we use when we want to get something out and share it among the brethren, because, and the sisters, because if you don't, you're just going to be put into, in the digital world, a room with no windows and no doors, just dropped in there and left. And you think you're doing something, but it's not reaching anybody because it's been set up like that. In fact, they like doing that because they just, then you're spending your time creating content that nobody sees and nobody hears. So we need to, first of all, be aware of how this is being played, and then also come up with new ways of getting around the attempted mind control and complete violation of human rights and censorship like this. They're not censoring. They're not censoring criminal things that are out there, or things that are, they're censoring truth, to keep the truth away from the people. So this is a good time to recognize how certain things are working, and then to come up with your own strategies for how to go around that, so that you can effectively communicate and share in this time important information that people need to be able to function. Anyways, this is the middle of the fight, the battle, the war that we're in. The people of God win in the end, but we're going to have to go through some things. So, got to get organized, know the game, know how the enemy's playing. Listen, don't want and try to make the enemy be something that the enemy is not. Don't try to ask the world for fairness, okay? Because it's not going to do that. The world is not going to do things because as a matter of conscience. It might do some things as a matter of reputation, but not as a matter of conscience and because it's the right thing to do. So a lot of things that are being exposed and being revealed, and the world is freaking out because they don't want you to know how the sausage is made. But they wouldn't ever change because it's the right thing to do. So this is why, you know, God comes in, rules with an iron rod of iron. They're not going to accept it any other way. So I believe we're in the period of transition. How long that is, I don't know, but we're in it. So since we're in it, you got to roll with it. Ride the wave. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Be aware, but not distracted. God bless you guys. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. Keep on keeping on. And, yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. Just, we'll try to keep putting out the audios when and where we can. We love you guys. Look, the attacks are coming. They're going to knock you down every now and then. But don't worry about it. Just catch your breath. Get back up, thank God, and keep moving, all right? Okay, we love you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you.